Welcome, everybody. We get to start church back next week. Let everybody know out there. I am so excited. We've got some in the back in the fellowship hall that are watching by screen. We're going to have a meeting afterwards and talk about how to keep things in order. Just kind of throw it out there before I get started. We're going to be eliminating every other row, setting everybody 6-7 feet apart, going to make it socially proper. So whoever comes in, not have to worry about picking up something from somebody else. But still, we're going to be able to worship and trust the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I've got a set of scriptures I want to read this morning. There's so much going on. You all have, I'm sure, listened to Jen and kept up with the news. Such a sad situation, but we have the answer. And you all know this that are listening. We've got the answer. We just have to recognize that we have got the answer, and we have been given. We've been given the armor in the spirit realm to protect us and take care of us. Well, I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 6, a section of scriptures that I absolutely love to teach on, because once I started getting a revelation on what we had and how, you know, it's interesting how we've walked through this COVID-19, walking through it, and how the press and the news media and all has put such fear on us. And then now, before we even get out of it, now we've got busloads of people coming in being paid to demonstrate and cause all the destruction and putting fear on the larger communities. You know, down here we're not bothered by it. But you take St. Louis, where it happened before, and you take, I think this morning it was in like 6 or 8 big cities. Cincinnati, Ohio was riding this morning. All things that build fear in the lives of people. And as a Christian, if you're not careful, you can walk in that same fear. You can allow that fear to pull you down to the place of where you are trusting in yourself, you are trusting in people more than you are God. Well, let me tell you, there is no one that's not going to disappoint you. There is no one that's going to take care of you, only Jesus. And if someone is covering the base for you, then Jesus is in the midst of it. And we've got to get to the place of understanding. He's got this. I'm going to have to build today a sharp foundation on more of what I'm going to be doing the next few weeks. But we've got to lay a foundation and understand that God has got this. Go to Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 10. I want to read quickly through verse 18, but I'm only going to spend time in 2 or 3 verses this morning. It says, "Finally, my brethren," I love how that starts. "This is the last thing I have to say in my book, and I've told you who you are in Christ. I've told you that you're okay. I've told you I've got this. Now listen, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might." I better keep going or I can stop right there. It says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." That one scripture right there, many people have not even read. Listen, if you believe the Bible, and if you believe the Bible, then this scripture tells us that we're not wrestling against people. We're not wrestling against the press. We're not wrestling against those that are doing the things on the streets now. It's all in the spirit realm. Everything is in principalities and powers. There is another force out there that's trying to rule and reign in our lives. But this goes on to tell you that we've got that covered. "Therefore, take on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand," "stand therefore." The title of the message, if you want it, is "Ready, Stand." Because we have got to know that we can stand and be covered. It says, "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on your breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all things the shield of faith, by which you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all preservations and supplications for all of the saints. A whole mouthful there. But a whole lot we need to get into us to the place where we know we're okay. Well, let's back up and let's spend a little time talking about and getting into understanding what it's saying here. See, we've got to be at a place where we're in a knowing that God's got this. We've got to be in a place where he talks about all these, you know, all these helmets, all this breastplate. But what is all that? Well, when Paul wrote this, he was relating to the people of the time, and they understood that when there was a soldier, they were covered. I don't have time today to go into all that took place with their armor, but they are totally, there's nothing not covered on their bodies. So he takes that so they would understand that everything in your life is done. And if you take Christ as your Lord and Savior, he gives you all of these that we're talking about. You get to that place of knowing that you're okay in the midst of the war. You're okay. There's something supernatural going on with your life. But see, we got to recognize we can't be spiritually lazy. Now, you don't get up every morning and put this stuff on. It's there. But you got to know that this stuff is there. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, because we've got to know that it's there. In Galatians 5:1 in the New Living Translation, it says, "So Christ has truly set us free." It says, "Now make sure that you stay free. Don't get tied up again in slavery to the law." Well, Pastor, why'd you throw that in? Because the people lived under the law, and they knew they had things they had to do, rules and regulations, to be protected by the church, to be covered by the church, or be persecuted by the church. If you didn't live under law, if you didn't live under what they said, then you walked in that fear. Well, see, we're at a new place with a new covenant, and we don't have to think about law. We just have to be wise, knowing God's got this. And we have to understand, I don't have to fight to get anything. I have it. See, I'm in a war that's in the spirit realm. I can't see what's going on around me, but I know, because of the word, there's things going on. If you recognize, how many times have you walked into places and you felt kind of strange? I mean, sometimes you can walk into places and just give you goosebumps. Sometimes you can drive into a city and you can feel something's different. Sometimes you can just be out by yourself and all of a sudden you feel something's different. That is the spirit realm trying to come in upon you. The times that you have wrong thoughts, that's the spirit realm. There is a part of that spirit realm that is assigned to work on your mind. There's a part of that spirit realm that is assigned. See, you can drive through Stillville, and there's a different spirit. You can go on down the road through Cutler, and there's a different spirit. You can come into Chester. Chester has a fighting spirit. It's always fought that spirit because of Popeye and Brutus. You say, well, that sounds silly. I know it does, but when you lived out of Chester and you drove into Chester, you knew something was different. You didn't run around with the girls over here as a teenager, because the men would run you out of town. That is a fighting spirit. You go through Stillville, you pick up the German, everything's clean, everything's nice. You go to Cutler, and it's a little different attitude there. Cutler reminded me of Jericho when I went to Israel. The same feeling. See, it's a spirit realm, but we've got to know and we've got to understand that we don't have to worry about all that. We can walk right through it because we've got the armor with us. See, we stand. Everybody listen. We have the victory. And I know when I first started hearing that, it was like, well, what do you mean I have the victory? I don't feel like I'm victorious. It's Hebrews tells us, Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. I know I have the armor that we're going to be talking about. I know that because of Christ I have that. So in that knowing, that is a hoping. Hope is a positive expectation of good. I know if I don't really feel like it, I still have it. See, that brings peace on your life. If the Lord tells you to walk into a situation, you know, many times around here, we need help in certain areas to do church. And, well, I don't feel comfortable. If you're called, God will put you in it. If you're not called at that time, God will anoint you for that time. See, that's faith. If God has asked you to do something, he will equip you. That's faith. Anything else is the enemy, is that spirit realm that's around us. See, you say, well, there's no demons around us. They wouldn't want to be around here when you're thanking Jesus like we were a while ago. But I'll tell you what, you walk out that door and you walk off this property and they're going to get on your shoulders again. You turn on television, anything that you turn on now. Family Feud is horrible now. You say, well, you're judging. Listen to the content now. It's not a family. Well, what is all that? That is the principalities, that is the powers, that is those rulers in those hidden places that's working on the civilizations here because they want to get everybody in hell that they can get. They want to keep you from knowing Jesus. They want you to live with that attitude, with that coarse jesting. They want you to live with the stuff that's not... You say, well, you mean... You got stuff you can't do? No, you don't go there. You just do stuff that you're supposed to do. And you do stuff that you're led to do. And you allow yourself to know that you're covered. See, that armor becomes a lifestyle without you really even thinking about it being there. Because you know you're righteous. And you know you have peace. And you know you have the helmet of salvation. And you know you have everything you need. You know you have the Word of God. You know you have these things that can take care of you. But see, that you got to know this foundation. You got to recognize. Well, I want to walk through verse 11. Probably may get into 12, but we're just going to stay with 11 with the time that we've got this morning. It says, verse 11, I want to back up. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, there is an enemy that is attacking all the time. But we got to recognize, listen to what Luke 24:49 says. It says, tarry until you are endued with power from on high. Well, why? So that you could have this armor. So that you could live with this armor. So you could recognize this armor's got you. Ephesians 4:24 in the New Living Translation said, put on your new nature. See, I'm not the old guy. I'm going to be able to put on this stuff. I'm going to be able to put it on. When you look up the Greek in put on the armor, listen to what it really means. It's nothing lacking. In other words, when you get up in the morning, physically, you get dressed. Now, a lot of people are where part of their dress is to put on their mask. That's your full armor nowadays. That you're covered. Well, see, that word, when it says you put on the whole armor, it's not talking about part of the armor. It's not talking about, see, in the spirit realm, I've got to know that I've got peace. In the spirit realm, I've got to know that I have the Word of God that's sharper than any two-edged sword. I've got to know these things. So that word expression there is to put on all. You know, put on your new nature in Ephesians 4:24, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. See, listen, I'm not exchanging. I mean, I'm not changing. I can't change. I can't be good enough, I can't study enough, I can't do enough, I can't try to be like somebody. Remember when it be like Mike Jordan, be like Michael Jordan, be like Mike. You can't. It's impossible. Everybody tried it, everybody bought tennis shoes, everybody tried to jump, and they found out that white man can't jump. But listen, we can be like Jesus because we are like Jesus. We're not Jesus. He's just in us. He just directs us. He just guides us. But see, I'm not trying to change. I'm exchanging. When I said yes to Jesus, when I said come into my life, thank you for forgiving my sins, Thank you for dying for me. Thank you. I didn't change. I exchanged. I'm no longer me. But 1 Corinthians 5:17 says you are a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. See, when you grab that, you can understand this armor. When you know that you've totally changed to that place, you've exchanged to that place, it's over. It's done. I just got done helping Drew put a clutch in a little S10 pickup truck. And we didn't take the old clutch and put it back in. We exchanged it. It's now a new. It now when you push on the clutch, it disengages and engages. It works. It's new. We didn't take and try to put the ball bearings back in the throw-out bearing and fix it back up. We cleaned it up, threw it all away, and was exchanged with new. That's what happened to you. That's what happened when Christ grabbed you. That's what happened when you finally said, "Here I am, take me." I love the song that Jenny talked about. That's what got me in the Little Methodist Church, "Just as I am." But I didn't have the revelation of "just as I am" there until I found out he really meant that. Monica Adams, who everybody knows here, one of the things she said to us right before she got born again, can I just be me? And I said, absolutely. You keep wearing your leather pants and you whatever you want to do. Tight leather pants. Oh, no, throw it. But you know, something happened. She started recognizing that, wow, I'm different. I feel different. And instead of just losing that, she just kept going after the word and going after the word. And pretty soon, I don't want to do this stuff and I don't want to do that stuff. It doesn't fill me like it used to fill me. Now I'm full. See, that's the difference in knowing who you are. Finding out, you want to just grab the whole world. You want to grab all those idiots that's going. I mean, I was watching television, and here they were with all their masks, which really worked good for them, and they literally had carts of flat-screen TVs going out the front door of these stores. And I wanted to go, like, who do you think you are? See, I'm glad I'm not the police force. I would have lined up with guns and stopped it. See, I mean, they're lost. They don't know the right from the wrong, so they don't even know they're doing wrong. They've been raised in an environment where this is okay. But see, when you get Christ in you, you have a knowing that I can't take 5 TVs out. What would I do with 5 TVs anyway? And the list goes on and on of what took place, burning down 180 businesses. I mean, does that line up with the Word of God? Does that line up? See, it's not the don't do. It's all of a sudden, it's like, no, I don't want to do. It's all of a sudden like, see, we need Jesus to get back into America. We need Jesus to be like it. We're kind of going through that great phase now, folks. You better grab this while we've got a president that believes in this. We are moving and that people are grabbing. We're going to have, the seats are going to be full again. There won't be no social distancing. You won't have a big enough building for all the people that's going to come back to church. Why? Because they're finding that don't work. But what works is the foundation I'm talking about. Coming to that place of recognizing. See, it goes on, that scripture. It goes on, we've got to keep the belt of truth. We've got to keep all these, but we've got to recognize that we've got to stand against. Literally stand. See, you've got to be ready and you've got to stand. Well, you can only stand if you're ready. But then the scripture goes on. I love this. It says against the wiles or the schemes of the devil. When I seen this, it changed my whole thought life because that's what it dealt with. Listen, wiles, the word is schemes. When you look it up in the Greek and follow it, it's crafty, falsely accusing thoughts. See, it's recognizing that there's thoughts that are not right. And see, they're actually deception is what they are. But wiles is literally an inroad. When you look it up in the Greek, it's an inroad to your mind. So when that scripture says that, listen to what it says. It says, for the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, against those inroads, those thoughts, because it's spirit realm. It's not your wife, it's not your husband, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbors, it's not your mother-in-law, father-in-law. It's none of that. It's not what they say, how they say it, what they do, what goes on. But the enemy uses those things because he gets into our mind with these thoughts. You watch television on commercial and you see all these things you can do to make you look prettier. And you think, well, I'm not pretty anymore. And you see these people that can do sports. Well, why can't I do those sports? And your mind goes wild and crazy. You are fighting the wiles of the devil. When God made you just like you are, skinny, fat, tall, short, he made you. Be happy with what you've got. Come to that place of peace, but see, you've got to get the foundation of knowing. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, we are not ignorant of the wiles of the devil. You got to know who's trying to pull you down. And what's crazy about it is, everybody has a different link that is weak. And you know as well as I do, if you break a chain, all it takes is one link and it's pulled apart. When I worked at the coal mines, we would pull the crawlers around these big D9s and hook them from the bottom, and you'd pull them up around the roller, and then you'd pin them together. And if you ever got caught using a chain, they would absolutely send you home. Why? Because they knew any one link in that chain would break, and then you would have your head taken off, where a cable would splinter and pull apart, and you would have time. It's the same in your life. The enemy knows your weak link. You're a chain. And he's gonna go back in your past to the abuse maybe you suffered as a girl or a guy now. He's going to go back in the past where you had a father that was mean to you. He's going to go back in the past now where you lost your dad. He's going to go back in the past, anything that hurts you, and he's going to take that weak link, and then he's going to pressure you until if you don't know what he's doing, you'll lose the battle. See, that's why I've got to tell you about this. We've got to recognize it's all deception. It's every bit deception because I don't have any of that now. When I was born again at 12, oh, I wished I would have been taught at 12 years old. I totally was okay from now on. All the stuff that went through my life from 12 to 32, all these things that I went through, if I would have known, I probably wouldn't have went through half of them. But then I can stand on that scripture where God makes all things work together for good. So he uses all things. But see, I've got to know the truth. I've got to know righteousness. I've got to know peace. I've got to know faith. I've got to know the sword of the Spirit. I've got to recognize that. See, Ephesians 6:12, let me just touch on that. We're going to close. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of your wife is enough. Your kids are enough. But folks, you're not even wrestling with them. See, we've got to recognize, we have got to come to the place of knowing that if we accept him as Lord and Savior, whether you like it or not, from that time on, you are now different. And God is in you, working on you. And see, that's the thing that those that are listening by internet now, listen to me. I'm so glad we've got so many that don't go to church right now here. Listen to me. It's not your work to get good. It's only your job to believe and receive what Jesus Christ has done for you. To that place of recognizing that he took all your sin, past, present, I don't care what you're involved in, that doesn't make any difference at all. God, go ahead and be you. But when you accept Jesus Christ, then you'll start hearing. See, your conscience changes. And then you start going, nah, this is not even fun no more. I can remember doing things that I shouldn't have been doing. And then all of a sudden it was like, well, this is dumb. Why in the world would I want to do this and wake up feeling terrible in the morning? This is dumber than a box of rocks. You know, there is no high like this high. Until you open the door, you'll never know what I'm talking about. I can remember times sitting in my machine at when I worked for Peabody that the presence of God was so heavy, I don't even remember going through the operation of what I did all day. It was just me and him. See, that's a better high than a high that you don't know what you're doing. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was doing. But see, you get the other kind of high, you're going to kill somebody. Something's going to happen to you, but he always takes care of us. He always is there for you. He always comes to that place of being with you. But see, if you never ask Jesus, it's so easy. All you have to do is say, Lord, I believe that you died for my sins. I believe that you rose again. I thank you, Lord, that you forgive me. The word says that you forgive me, past, present, and tomorrow is covered. When I mess up, and I will, it's covered, and everything's going to be okay. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for those that's watching by internet, those that are with us today. Father, I thank you that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I thank you, Father, that you've made a way that we don't have to work to be good. We just have to give our lives to you and trust in you. And Father, we're going to find, and I know from my own experience, that I fall into a place of enjoying life so much more than when I tried to make it good, because you've already made it good for me. And I thank you, Father, as we're going to build next week off this foundation of knowing that you've got us, that we're going to be able to look at the truth. We're going to be able to look at that being righteous, but not in ourselves, but in you. We're going to be able to look at that place where we have the breastplate of righteousness. We're going to look where we have the shield of faith. We're going to look where we are covered by you in every situation and circumstance. Father, we thank you now for touching lives and reaching out across the airwaves that you've designed to minister and move. And Father, we give you all the praise tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Call you blessed. I can't say go home because most of you are home. Call you blessed. See you next week at 9:30.